Ken?
I move that we give them that extra 5 minutes.
I'm fine. I just didn't want to start half an hour early and they weren't here. So, members of the public, you know who you are. I can see you from here. We don't have, I don't think there's a sign-up sheet out there, but that's not necessary. Just one at a time, if you'd like to make a comment to the Pacifica National Board.
Point of order, could you give them a time allotted?
Well, I'm doing a head count. I think everybody could have at least 3 minutes, so that's fine. Take 3 minutes, and if we have more time, we can allocate it out after that if you need it. So, any member of the public like to address the Pacifica National Board? There you go. Thank you.
When I came here, I went to a Brown session lunch. I said, someone could look at the packet. They said, no, because we have information that after executive session. Understandable, but not a good way to do things. And my suggestion is the format should be, that the packet should be such that it's available to the public and to the listeners. And executive session material should be in a separate format. Just a minor suggestion would be helpful. In that same regard, I think packets, and this is an old story, packets should be made available whenever possible, well before the meeting, so that local directors can consult with their local board and listeners on pertinent material. So there's some input, there's some play back and forth. This is hardly ever the case at our station. I don't know about the other stations. Again, I've only mentioned this the last 10 or 20 years. And I'm not kidding either when I say that. It should be done that way. And in addition to that, I'd like to make the comment that I hope, which I made last time when you were here a year or two ago, that I hope when listeners make comments or ask questions that deserve some response or to be acted upon, there will be a response from the board in the session and or notes by the secretary to follow up. Because listeners, we're all listeners. And being on the board doesn't make you special in that regard. And sometimes a good idea or a good question deserves a response and deserves follow-up. So I want to repeat that again. I'll probably repeat it another time. In addition, another point is on the legal expenses. I was going to ask the same question that Alex asked. I might just say from my memory of 2 years ago, something like $5 or $6 million. $5 or $6 million was accounted for to legal expenses over the previous half dozen years. I'm wondering if we have a ballpark figure up to date, which sounds like it might be $1 million a year. Is this outrageous? Is this erroneous? I'd appreciate a response on this without necessarily attributing every item to a source, because that's quite a lot of money and accounts for pretty much our deficit. We ought to know that. Do I have
not
more time?
Not to put too fine a point on it.
Another point I would make is that the PNB meetings, it's you only have 1 year term, but many members of the PNB never get to go to some of the stations. Now, I know you're talking about restricting meetings, but it would be good if there's a chance, at least for some committees people, to go to visit the other stations during their term of office to get a first-hand account of local staff and management proceedings. Otherwise, you're in the dark completely as to what goes on at the station. So merely a tour of the station, I would suggest, is not sufficient to be on the board to get a feel for a station. Nothing wrong with the tours, having one tonight, I think. But beyond that, to actually do some nitty-gritty consultation feedback vis-a-vis the local boards. And continuing along these lines, one other thought is there are people who are members who at some time in their life can give money, regularly or a lot, and later on perhaps they can't. Shouldn't there be some kind of a provision for lifetime memberships or for extended memberships so that a person, say, who gave $10,000 over a period of 10 years and later on cannot afford even $10 could still be a member? You ought to consider that in terms of support of the station and in terms of eligibility for elections. It's just an idea to plant. Thank you. To be continued.
Thank you, Israel. Thank you, George. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Kim Kaufman. I'm from KPFK. I'm the treasurer here. This is just housekeeping. I'm organizing taking everybody from here to the station tonight. So after your closed session, come see me or whatever. Does anybody here have a car that I don't know about? Volunteer to take people? Lydia, can you take some people?
And Arlene's got her hand up.
Okay.
It's small, so I can only take a maximum of
two.
Three people squeezed in.
Okay.
So, in the lobby?
Wait, I can't hear you. Okay, I'll be in the lobby after your closed session. So, right? Is that good?
That sounds good.
Whatever, I'm the person to see if, you know, to get there. Thanks.
Yeah, I think she's soliciting anyone with an empty car has room to volunteer.
I'll have to get cabs, and I need
No.
Well, yes. I mean, I'm still going to need one or two cabs, you know, to the station. Yes, Dan. Great. Fabulous. Four people? Squeeze them in? I squeezed in, what, how many? Five people in my car last night from the airport? And, you know.
Four besides me.
Okay, that's fine.
Beautiful. Okay. Thank you. So thank you, Kim, for organizing this. And everyone, please see Kim to volunteer or to connect with a ride. Thank you so much. And members of the public, we have some sandwiches left over from lunch. If anyone's hungry, please feel free to grab one. They've got meat on them, so if you're vegetarian, they won't do you any good. But otherwise, help yourselves.
Hi.
They're right over there by the coffee. Go ahead, please.
I'm Ronald Spriestersbach. I'm with KPFK. And I just had a couple of comments to make about a couple things. One is that now, that at one time, 61% of the people I had read recently believed in global warming. Now it's 41% believe in global warming. Now, Spanish language hours were cut, but more funds were not gained. Spanish language leaders are sought, but Rodrigo was cut from the PNB. Recently, 5 hours additional time in Spanish programming was promised, but nothing yet has been done. Latin American population is now 56% in Los Angeles. Mexicans are a majority in Los Angeles. ICE raids occur in Los Angeles and Latin America, and Latin Americans are deported. Thanks to KPFK, some of that may be countered. We have awful laws in America, in Arizona and Alabama. Do we approach having these laws here? I feel we must increase our investment in the Latin American community. I feel that we must not shunt them off. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Next member of the public, I'd like to address the board.
Hi, my name's Jack Van Aken. Welcome to Los Angeles. You picked a fantastic weekend to be cooped up in this hotel. I'm one of those six or seven people that's been listening to the National Finance Committee meetings through 2011 until I gave up in despair. I heard a lot of comments, authoritative comments, to the effect that the foundation had established a surplus, had positive working capital, we're in the black. Financial documents would be released that were selective and left out the fact that there are these unpaid bills that sort of negate the whole thesis. I was very pleased to listen to the stream this morning and hear your auditor inform you that you do not have positive working capital. I think he's right. I think what I've seen today is a little outburst of sobriety on this board, and I think it's had a very positive effect. I think that the number of board members, you know, volunteering money, I think that's a very positive thing. I think that you need to continue to be honest with yourselves. When you look at those numbers, don't pick out the good ones. You know, look at everything, and don't hide the fact that you have a lot of unpaid bills that are holding you down. I have no question in my mind. That's why your checks are bouncing. There's no question in my mind that's why you're taking money out of, have been taking money out of employees' pension contributions. Those kinds of actions do not bode well. I think that your finances have stabilized, but you're stabilizing at a perilous state. So you do need to turn around, and you need to start, you know, thinking about raising some funds, because I don't think you can cut a whole lot more. I think actually, I'm not sure, but I think you really should ask for a report. When you talk about reducing headcount, at the same time, I hear a lot about adding consultants. I don't mean to say that I know that that's, you know, creating a misperception, but I would like to feel a little more comfortable that the consultants aren't just replacing the staff people. Anyway, thanks for hearing me out.
Thank you, Jack. Other members of the public?
Hello, William Hairwagon from WBAI in New York. And it's not too bright in here, so I can't read my notes well. But I wanted to welcome Revlin and Yvonne, from the new members from WPFW, who I've see occasionally there. And then there's George, who's back from Texas. And Allie, who I believe I met in New York when he came with Grace and LeVarn and Tony Bates and what we affectionately call the April Fool's coup. But welcome to the board. And then I agree with Israel, who said something about the draft audit report should have been available. It's, you know, it's our network also. It would be nice if we could see what's going on instead of just listening. Then also, Ron talked about Spanish language programming. There's a little background there. This, as some of you that have been here might remember, this board charged the programming committee, the National Programming Committee, with overseeing, implementing, trying to work on that with the local station boards. And George Ryder was the chair of that after he got back onto the LSP from being a runner-up or something. He just ignored it and pretended it didn't exist, said he didn't know about it. I don't know how someone involved in Pacifica wouldn't know what the Pacifica board recommended to his committee. And then they just focused on this program council motion, which is going to come up, which is, in my opinion, very sad. It refers to implementing PNB and LSB programming policies. I don't believe there are any such things authorized in the bylaws. And there are a couple other things in there that maybe I'll talk about later that really shouldn't be happening. Thank you.
Thank you, William. Are there other members of the public who would like to address the board at this time?
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Lawrence Reyes. I'm a local station board member, finally. but, you know, I thank you. I wanted to address my comments to the chair. And what I'd like to say, Chair, is this bounce check situation is just a symptom of the problem that Pacifica has. To continue to maintain itself in a relationship with a bank that is abusive, that is foreclosing homes, that is doing all sorts of wreckage and damage to our people out there, and for us to say that for some reason we think the abuser is going to be more amiable to maintaining a relationship, a financial relationship like that, it's ridiculous. There's a list of banks that we could solicit and look at. I'll give you one, and I'm not plugging any bank, but First National Bank is a very socially conscious, responsible bank that doesn't engage in foreclosures, that doesn't engage in you know, flooding people out of their homes. You know, I mean, this is really a symptom of the problem. You know, this bounce check thing, that concerns me too. Because, I mean, as an organization like this, and we can't even prevent one bounce check from bouncing, knowing how much the person that's writing the checks is getting paid to write those checks, I have an issue with that. I have a real concern about that. So, you know, other than that, you know, I also like to echo what Israel suggested in regards to putting packages together for the board members, that one's an executive package, executive session package, and the other one's a package that could be accessible to the public. I don't think that's unreasonable to ask.
Thank you, Lawrence. I did that earlier, but yes. Thank you again. And here on the bank issue. I mean, we can talk more about that, but right now let's just take comments.
Well, I have a question. Is please.
Yes, Serene, you'll have your full time. Don't worry.
For others, I mean, it's 3:30 in the middle of a work day, so.
I'm sorry, so what are you asking?
Is it going to be available for others later?
Well, it's noticed for 3:30 to 4 because we're going back into executive session because we have our auditor.
For the rest of the
right,
day.
But there'll be public comment time tomorrow and on
we'll
Sunday.
We'll just add the extra time tomorrow since tomorrow's Saturday and people might be more available.
Well, actually, it's just scheduled at that time. Whomever shows up
to be considered, maybe.
But you know, I'm always very generous with public comment time. If more people show up, we will accommodate them.
Maybe we can stretch that extra 20 minutes. Put it over to tomorrow. The lighting in here is really bad.
Well, because of the sun.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll do my best. I'll need extra time for this.
I may be able to get the lights turned up in the house since we have the curtains drawn.
Oh, that's great. Just
thank
temporarily.
Thank you.
Thanks. I want to ask the board to look at what's happening with the SCA money. It has always been my contention that SCA money belongs to the local stations. It shouldn't go to the national office. It's generated off the antenna of the stations. So where's this SCA money been going for years? There's a motion that went up from WBI's LSB, I don't know, 3-4 years ago. It sat in the National Finance Committee or in the national office or wherever it is that motions that people don't like are disappeared to. Please find out where that money is and where it's been. I did hear the finance the paid finance person give a report this morning, and although I'm not a financial expert, there are a couple of things that seemed a little incongruous, such as a boast that it was the first time we could get first quarter information, although this person has been in the job for 3 years. So what have you been doing for 3 years? We get bank statements. She gets bank statements and sees that we're overdrawn. Why are we constantly in overdraft? I mean, I have a checking account. My bank expects me to have the money in before I write the check and certainly before it hits theirs. So it shouldn't be a practice in the foundation that people become comfortable with that we bounce checks, particularly when those people whose checks are being bounced are employees. So on behalf of the paid staff, I would ask that someone make a motion that management gets put on a different payroll schedule, especially the national office, which is where those checks are processed from, where they get paid after, maybe a week after, everyone else, so we can be sure that the employees are walking around with money that they've earned. Not that some people in the national office, and when I say national office, I do mean management. I don't mean the staffers there. I heard a statement that at least one-third of the time WBI cannot fund its payroll. And when in April 2009, the folks from L.A., in response to something that happened in L.A., attempted to lock staff out of the transmitter at the Empire State Building, we were told that the management that you imposed was going to revolutionize everything, and they had such expertise. I've heard that word so many times. Coming from the people who now run the station. You don't own it. That's the confusion. I don't understand why BAI is not able to fund its payroll. I understood that, everything was perfect now. What happened? Maybe we can get a report on that. And to the board, please insist on comprehensible financial reports. When you sit there and you hear something that doesn't make sense, the feeling may be, and I'm saying this because I've had conversations with people who are no longer on the national board over a period of time, and I said, well, what happened with X and what happened with Y? They said, well, I know it didn't make sense, but I didn't understand it, and I don't have financial background, so I figured it was my deficit. If it ain't comprehensible, it could be because it just doesn't make sense. So please, leave pride aside, take the extra 3 minutes, and ask your question. If you're not clear, someone listening is not clear. Someone who scraped up that $20 or $25, whatever they had, to send it in, is not clear about a CFO who cannot define terms that are used. I listened to a finance committee, or maybe it was a PNB meeting, in the past few weeks. I'm sorry.
Go ahead and finish what you had to say, Serene.
In the past few weeks, and she'd used a term which I don't remember, but she was then asked by a member of the meeting to define it. She babbled. I do not exaggerate. So undoubtedly I have a lack of faith in her ability to do her job, but please try to do yours. Thanks.
Thank you. Are there other members of the public?
Yeah, my name is Ed Cotton, and mine is pretty brief. And keeping with what Lawrence brought to light, think about it in this light. Is there anyone that is shedding as much light on Bank of America and all their disreputable practices than, say, Pacifica Radio? You know, I doubt it. So when you think about it in that light, and you think about the fact that I have a bone to pick, and I know many other people that have a bone to pick with Bank of America who can saturate you with hidden fees, and buddy, you can be overdrawn before you even know it. And if they got a bone to pick with anybody, I would bet it's Pacifica Radio. And if they had a chance, they're going to sabotage you and they're going to run you straight into the gutter. That's what I'm saying. Thank you.
Thank you, Ed. Are there any other members of the public who would like to address the board during public comment period? Anyone who hasn't spoken who would like to? Anyone who's spoken who would like to speak again? Come on, you know you can't say no.
Save the time for tomorrow.
Well, the time is here now. So if they'd like to say something else... And, you know, we can put it over till tomorrow if everybody's done talking, but, you know, I think if you want to say something else right now, why not go ahead and do it?
Hi, William Herwagon again. I still don't have light. They gave Serene light, but they didn't give me light. thank you, Mr. Wisdom. Thank you, Mr. Wisdom. See if I can read my notes here.
Thank you, Ross.
Let's see. What did I have here? Just a little... addition to the bounce check routine. I'm sort of repeating in a different word, slightly different words, what other people have said, but how do you see overdrafts over and over again and rely on the fact that they've always been paid? I mean, is this a normal business procedure? That's kind of absurd. And I think the CFO is in some other world here. And then also she said something... No, maybe it was somebody else that said that. I think it might have been the executive director said that another person had checked the balance on the account and saw that there was funds available and transferred some funds out. I mean, I have an ATM card. I go check the balance, and I say, wow, I wonder why I have so much money in here. And then I realized that I wrote four other checks, and there was something I did on the card that didn't process it. You don't look at the balance per your ATM card or call up the bank. You have a checkbook and you keep a running balance. Thank you.
Thank you, William.
Is there more time?
Yes.
I'll continue then. I've lost.
See, this is a rare moment where you get to really say what you want, so please enjoy it.
My one of my other points, I hope you'll take note of any pertinent comments or questions and respond. It would be nice to have a response that people are listening and absorbing, even if it's critical of the listener. Another point I would make is on the, I believe you call, this is a regular meeting, right? In-person regular meeting.
Yes.
Then you have special telephone conference meetings. There's no provision at the moment, I know it's not easy, for any kind of listener input. Just a thought, this is a little far out. What's the possibility of technically doing that? You might consider that as a possibility. Not to eat up time or to waste time, but again, to be constructive, which I hope some of the comments here are. Just another thought. And in another direction, on the money situation, much more could be done in soliciting and taking advantage of our listeners in the sense of in-kind services and supplies. Not just money, cash, but in-kind services and supplies. Give that a lot of thought. A lot of thought. There are people who are technically involved who might supply, if not a whole transmitter, maybe part of a transmitter, for example. That's not too far out. Not too far out. So I hope you make a note of that as something to cut down on the expenses and the deficit, and to also to inculcate a better relationship vis-a-vis the listeners, and to help us out financially. Continue.
Knock yourself out. It's a good day. The sun is shining. Speak your mind.
Well, I'm embarrassed at this point, but embarrassed not for what I'm saying, but embarrassed
from the overabundance of time. I know.
Yes, but I'm hoping that maybe it's too much at one time to absorb. I would like to have some response to my own comments and suggestions, as well as to others. I would yield that time to you to respond to us.
Oh my goodness! Such pressure. hold on, I have another listener coming up. Go ahead, Lawrence.
I don't mean to rain on the parade. I just wanted to address the chair again, because you know I like to speak to the chair instead of pointing people out. Which I mean, I really like to do, but I don't want to do that.
Thank you.
But in terms of these executive sessions, I hope that you report out what you could accurately report out, and I also hope that my colleagues here from our local station board area, whether they're in the Dow or outside of the Dow, and, I don't know, but if somebody was doing public comment and I was on the phone while somebody was doing public comment, I would find that to be rude. But that's just an observation. Because there's been a lot of things. There's been the PD search committee. There's been a general manager search committee. There have been all of these committees that have been centralized. They have been centralized to the point where, they use executive session or confidential information or proprietary information. Whatever that is, I'm okay with that. But now that I'm on the local station board, I like that to change. I like to see a real daylight change, to get the secrets out of the dark and expose them to the light so they could die of natural exposure, because that's why people remain angry. Mm. And that's why some people withdraw from even, being a stakeholder and contributing and hustling and doing whatever they can to help the station, and to help the foundation. So, and I know some of my colleagues are here. There's been a solo project that got kicked down to you without us being even able to address it. There was just some email strains of some staffers going at each other, whether they agree with it, they disagree with it, what was the rationale. And I'm glad that I was in the loop. But the fact that, we didn't even think of bringing it to the local station board so it could be discussed there, instead of when quorum was about to die a couple of months ago, this motion was brought up and it was voted on for it to be sent to the National Finance Committee. Now, I have a serious problem with that, because it was never vetted to our local station board, and that's the way things become obsolete. And it's a way of undermining, the processes of the local station board and how meaningful of relationships that you can engage in with the station. So, you did it. I'm talking about it because I don't feel comfortable with it. And it's here now on your table. And it's like I was offered a meal and all of a sudden it was pulled out in front of me.
Thank you, Lawrence.
Can I respond to that?
It's public comment.
Yeah. The solar contract was distributed to the LSB, the whole LSB. They all voted to stop funding it. Everybody spoke that it was. I can't really talk about it in public session because it's still a contract. But they voted to.
I haven't seen the contract.
Yeah, you did. Well, everybody else on the board did. Then you weren't there that day. It was unanimous.
It should have went to the list.
It was handed out.
Gentle people.
Not by email, so it wouldn't get...
Local colleagues, excuse me. I know you both well, and we get to do this all the time right here at home.
Okay.
We got everybody from the rest of the network here today. Please address us.
It was distributed fairly
as a group.
To the LSP.
Thank you.
They all voted unanimously, and if Lawrence wasn't there that day, he wasn't there that day, but it went there. It went twice, and...
it wasn't unanimous.
Yeah, it was.
I voted unanimously.
Okay, thank you, folks. I think this is something in terms of the record which can be resolved at the local level without consuming public comment time for the national board, but your concerns are, I understand the nature of your concerns in general as well. Is there anyone else from the public who wishes to say anything else before we close public comment? Serena, I would go ahead and take it right now, okay? Because tomorrow is tomorrow, and today is right here now.
Done. No problem.
Thank you.
Oh, and by the way, since I didn't identify myself, you shouldn't.
I apologize.
Public meetings are.
I'm sorry. I know everyone's faces, and I am used to addressing people out of politeness.
I remember that in September in D.C. when you guys were dealing with the national with the approval of budgets, we spent at least a day discussing depreciation and where it goes in the budget. So, Mr. Wisdom, thank you so much for pointing out that since it does not decrease cash flow, it's not an expense per se, although equipment that you expect to have to replace should be accounted for in your budget, in your capital budget. And I would say that had we had someone capable of providing such a useful definition on staff, we did have people on the board who attempted to point that out and who were shouted down or shut out or discouraged from sharing their expertise. It would be good to have people on staff who actually know what they're talking about with regard to the next budget. You know, Carolyn, you have this annoying habit of mumbling when people are speaking, or at least every time I'm up here, I hear your mouth. So I don't care who she's speaking to. I'm speaking, and it's interrupting me. So if you can just save it. I'd appreciate that so much. With regard to the
funds, if we could try to I'll maintain politeness, thank you.
I think the board should practice. I think that's a great idea, that the board should not speak while public comment is happening. With regard to the disappeared and once again reappeared building fund at WBAI, I think it would be really important to define somewhere in some committee, perhaps the National Finance Committee or the FART Committee that meets in executive session so nobody knows what happens there, what exactly constitutes temporary use, what is temporary, and how soon does it have to be replenished, and what are the conditions. So I think that would be really important because, you know, the thing about numbers is that they're very fungible. So if someone can consider a motion to that effect. I hope you guys are taking notes. I've suggested several good motions. The other thing is that with regard to Spanish language programming, was it September that it was supposed to have been implemented at the beginning of January? And the ED was directed to contact the general managers and the programming committee, which then got off on a wild goose chase of creating program councils that were really management creatures but would contain people who were voted on by the LSB. I don't know. And never got around to discussing Spanish language programming, which I think is terribly significant just considering the demographics of the country in which we live. We are right now in northern Mexico, so I think we should at least serve the population that's in the areas where we produce our programming, and certainly in Houston and in D.C. to a large extent, certainly in New York. I don't know what's happening in Northern California, but in L.A., certainly there are large Spanish-speaking populations. And the point is that if you want to take the position that so much of what we hear on the air is retrograde, not on Pacifica generally, although there's quite a bit of that, and it's spreading east, if we want to take the position that we're supposed to be providing progressive, useful information, it would be good to provide it in the language of many of the people we're trying to reach. But common sense actually is pretty rare. I would like a report, and I think I've asked for this before, for a cost of the conference calls, both the national calls and the committee calls, exactly what is that costing the foundation? So someone pays that bill, so it should be relatively easy for someone to track if they have access to the check statements where we actually pay these bills, because I believe we do actually pay some of our bills. Not everything bounces, right?
Thank you. All right, everyone. I believe that brings us to the end of public comment. So one moment, please. And everyone has been able to speak. So thank you, members of the public, for being here today and for participating and giving us your feedback during public comment.